News Talk 1620 WTAW, the afternoon drive interview presented by United Way of the Brazos Valley. Give, advocate, volunteer, and live united. Visit them online, facebook.com/UnitedWayBV. Tuesday update with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. And y'all are awfully busy with community projects beginning next week.
Yes, this is the busy time of the year. You know, everyone's getting into the holiday spirits. It's a good deal. But the first thing that we're starting off with is the Tree of Angels ceremony, and it's actually hosted by the District Attorney's Office. And what that is, it is basically a way to memorialize or support victims of violent crimes. And so they're asking anyone who is family, friends of a victim or survivor of a violent crime to bring an angel ornament and place it on this special tree during the ceremony. And that's going to be held Tuesday, December 3rd from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church. So it's a good event. I mean, it's a way to, I mean, we deal with, you know, family violence and domestic violence all the time and violent crimes, you know, year round. So it's a good way for us to remember the victims that we deal with on a daily basis.
And then you also have an upcoming fundraiser for a Special Olympics team.
Yes. It is called Stakeout. The Bryan Police Department, College Station Police Department, Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and A&M are going to be on a stakeout at Texas Roadhouse. We're going to be looking for some tips to help support our Aggie Bombers, which is our local Special Olympics team. They, the flag football team actually has a chance to go to the national games in New Jersey in May of 2014. It's the only team in Texas that gets to go this year. And basically what that team is comprised of is some special athletes from the Aggie Bombers and then some Aggie volunteers. So the Aggie Special Olympics Texas volunteers are doing this fundraiser, and we're helping them out. So we will be helping the wait staff, filling up drinks, bringing you rolls, you know, all kinds of good stuff December 4th between 5:30 and 10 at Texas Roadhouse. And all those tips will help the Aggie Bombers go to the national games this year.
And then after that, we have the Blue Angels.
Yes, our Blue Angel tree is always in the Bryan PD lobby, so you can come by anytime to pick up an angel. But we will also be out at Holiday Magic on December 5th, which is at Sue Haswell Park. I think that starts about 4:30 p.m. and runs till about 10:30 p.m. We will be out there, and then we will also be in front of the Palace Theater on First Friday, which is December 6th. And what we need people to do is come adopt an angel off the tree, go Christmas shopping for them, and bring back those unwrapped gifts to the Bryan Police Department by December 10th.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department, another event that's coming up involves food drive.
Yes, we are trying to, it's our Citizens Police Academy is hosting the food drive, and they have a box here at the Bryan Police Department. We're asking people, when they come pick up one of those angels, to drop off some non-perishable items, and our Citizens Police Academy will then deliver those to the Food for Families food drive on December 11th.
And something else that was posted yesterday, it's both on your social media and website as well as with WTAW, and that's a video that the Yankee Quick Stop has released regarding a recent armed robbery.
It's on November the 14th, the Quick Stop on Old College was a victim of robbery, and we have posted a video, a very short clip of the suspect as he enters the store before he placed a mask over his face. And although it is kind of hard to see, we also have some still photos on our webpage. They can go to bryantxpolice.com and click on Persons of Interest, and it'll be that very top video and photos. And it's also on our Facebook page as well.
Something we want to take a moment or two to visit about since the holidays are upon us. Thanksgiving weekend means a long weekend, and Christmas coming up next month. That means kids may be staying home alone, and some reminders there for parents.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays are coming up, and like, I have to work tomorrow, but my child is off. So, you know, if I didn't have someone to stay at home with my child and my child was old enough to stay at home by themselves, then we just want to remind parents to make sure the children have a list of emergency phone numbers, like posted on the refrigerator or by the phone, that include family, friends, their phone numbers as well, and then emergency services. And make sure that your child also knows your home address and your home phone number, because when they call 911, that's the first two things that they're going to ask them. They're asking them, what number are you calling from and what is your address, so that they can send, you know, the personnel to that location. Also remind kids to keep all the doors and windows locked at all times. And if someone knocks on the door, you know, encourage the kids to talk through the door, but never to open the door. And the only reason why I say, you know, have them acknowledge someone at the door is because, you know, sometimes burglars will come and knock on your door, and if they don't get an answer, then they'll go around the back and try to break in. But if they know someone's home, then they, you know, probably will deter them. But never let the kids tell them that you're not home. You know, make up some excuse. You're on the phone, you're in the shower, you're taking a nap, you know, whatever excuse they can come up with to say why your parents can't come to the door is a good idea. You know, never tell them that you're not there. And then also, if the kids are concerned or if they're scared about something that is going on, to call their parents. But if someone is actively trying to get into their house, or if there's a fire, to make sure that they know how to call 911 and get the emergency person, that give the emergency personnel the contacts for their parents, and so that we can contact them, instead of, you know, because we have a lot of times where kids will call their parents and then we get the call from the parents, but yet we're not giving the right information. So, you know, have those kids call 911 themselves and explain to them when it's proper to do so.
And then finishing up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, this week, even though it's Thanksgiving, we still have to be out there and enforce those laws. As a matter of fact, I was driving down the roads earlier this afternoon, and it seems like it's a lot more congested today, and people were pulling out in front of me and then, you know, hitting their brakes, and I'm like, oh my gosh, people slow down. We don't need to be in a hurry. So this week we will be enforcing the 4,000 block of South Texas Avenue, which is right there near Luby's. It's 40 miles per hour. And the 1,300 block of East WJB, which is near Sue Haswell Park, and it's 35 miles per hour there.
And locally, the forecast does indicate sunshine for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at least. But don't let that stop you from continuing to show some patience when you're out on the streets and in the parking lots.
Exactly. I mean, we've got the shopping, you know, the biggest shopping season of the year is coming up, you know, what, Friday. And but you've got to show some patience. Let's not get into accidents and get people hurt.
And then make sure that you do the proper things to try to avoid getting your vehicle or yourself become the victim of a theft.
Right. Yeah. Put all those belongings in the trunk. You know, make sure you don't leave any bags or purses or anything sitting in where someone can see them. Because if they can see them, they're going to break in and try and get them.
It's our update with Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, on News Talk 1620 WTAW, presented by United Way of the Brazos Valley.